When did you first dream about becoming an Olympian?
The first time I dreamt about becoming an Olympian was when I watched it on TV for the first time. It was the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles, and I watched track and field, and I was watching gymnastics. So that was when Mary Lou Retton won the gold, and she just became an inspiration for me, just like Jackie Joyner Kersee became an inspiration for me. There wasn't even soccer in the Olympics back then, but it definitely lit this fire in my belly. And from that point on, I told everybody that I wanted to go to the Olympics.
How much of your focus and time and where you spent your energy went towards this goal?
So I would say one of the first steps of helping this dream become a reality was really sharing it verbally with everybody, saying, I want to be an Olympian. We would have assignments in grade school. And so I actually have drawings that I've made of myself standing on Olympic podiums with gold medals around my neck. So I was sharing it really with my teachers, my classmates, my coaches, my family, just anyone that I could. I was really obsessed with it. And this is so weird because I was in second grade. So I have a fifth grader and a seventh grader, and most people aren't that obsessed at that age, but something went off inside me and I really became obsessed with the Olympics and just wanted to be an elite athlete. So it just helped me make choices. In the next 10 years, it was like I was playing with the soccer ball every single day. I asked my dad for a goal in my backyard so I could strike balls against this net every day. So, you know, the average kid is playing soccer and going to practice, but I was doing that plus thousands of more hours on top of it. And then, for example, like there's a slumber party or something and I have a game the next morning. It was like, well, maybe the best thing for me is not to go to the slumber party so that I could be my best. You know, these are decisions I'm making at such a young age. But I think that when you have a goal and it's something that you want so badly and you're dreaming about it and you're telling everybody about it, it kind of makes your decisions a little bit easier along the way.
This year marks the 25th anniversary of when you won your gold medal. Can you still teleport to that moment? Do you remember what it felt like being on top of that podium?
I'm not even joking, but you just talking about it gives me goosebumps. So I literally have goosebumps right now, and I can put myself back in that moment, and that's what can give me the chills and get me really emotional. I'll highlight a couple of moments that I really can feel. So we had to go back into the locker room after the match, and we had to go back in to put on our ceremonial jumpsuit, tracksuit. And so just coming back out of the locker room, going into the stadium, and this was in Athens, Georgia. It was a night game, and it just felt like there were a million shining, blinking stars in the stadium because everyone was just taking photos, and it just felt like this just really, really amazing, magical atmosphere. So just walking out and, you know, you just feel so cool because you're like waving at all the stands and everybody's cheering for you. And obviously it's in the U.S., so, you know, Americans feel, you know, so passionately about the Olympics. And then just stepping onto that podium, I remember Brandi Chastain, one of my teammates that was standing next to me. And then the next real highlight I remember was just putting my hand over my heart for the national anthem. We belted, we were singing as loud as we could. It just felt like this really surreal, proud moment, just being up there with my teammates. It's like, I can't believe this is actually really happening. It's hard to match that moment. It's one of the happiest moments of my life, but it's because I was around with my teammates and sharing that moment with my teammates. It's just, that is something I will never forget.
What has the gold medal added to your life? What do you enjoy most about sharing it with others?
So I mentioned how Mary Lou Retton or Jackie Joyner Kersee, they were role models for me, and they lit that fire just by watching them. And then we had an athlete come visit us before we went to the Olympics, and he shared his gold medal with us. And so I remember the first time that I held someone's gold medal, and it was so impactful to me. And it's the same thing when I have the opportunity to share that medal, the medal with others or young kids or adults for that matter. I just think it's this source of inspiration, the way that watching Mary Lou Retton, like I said, was for me. And maybe it will light that fire for someone. And it doesn't have to be in sport or now, you know, all of a sudden they're going to say they're going to the Olympics. But it's like, whoa, someone else can do it. Or they tried to achieve their goals. This is what they worked hard for. Maybe that's something I should start thinking about or plan to do or want to do. Or maybe I should start setting goals for what it is that I want to do. So hopefully it just provides this inspiration for little girls, especially getting to see women do what they want to do and do what they love to do and compete at the highest level. It's just to share that inspiration, hopefully get that fire going for them too.